Hello and welcome to Pumped, the Inside Podcast by Schwalbe. I'm your host Tobias Wogon and I'm talking here with Schwalbe athletes from different disciplines, from downhill to cross country or from triathlon to gravel racing. And today I'm talking to Joe Barnes, one of the fastest Scots in mountain biking. He used to be an EWS racer and then decided to step back a little bit and race the British National Series. I wanted to know from him what makes local racing so much better, what is Scotland all about, and what are his plans for the future. Hey Joe, thanks a lot for taking the time to do the podcast with us this year, and of course, Happy New Year. I mean, it's beginning of January, and it's probably a little late for a Happy New Year, but hope you're well.
Well, thank you very much. Happy New Year to you, Toby. Thanks for having me on the podcast again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to have you. So first question, of course, is, how are you doing and how is your family?
Yeah, I'm doing really well, thanks. Yeah, I suppose it's always like after the Christmas break, it's always a bit of a carnage, a lot going on at that time of year, traveling to see family and presents, little kids being excited about Christmas. So that was really fun. Yeah, I got a little guy, he's nearly five, so he's just starting to really get into that.
Yeah.
Getting excited about things. So yeah, it's been really good last few weeks.
Okay, that sounds really good. So since the last time we talked, your little boy has really become a really mountain biker, huh? Last time he was still on his push bike and was just, doing the first steps on a bike. But these days it looks like he's a proper mountain biker now.
Yeah, I suppose so. Yeah, it's hard to tell when you're just a little four-year-old, but... Yeah, he's showing all the signs of really enjoying it and just loves getting out. So outlasts me when I go out with him. Keeps riding. So it's really cool to see. I'm always a big fan of sport myself. So
yeah.
Just cool to see the little man just keen to get out there. Yeah. It's really good. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, that's really cool to see. And I mean, when I was on my Instagram, I see everyone is going to Italy these days, training in Finale. But you're still in Scotland, which is probably at the moment not the sunniest and warmest place. So how is training and how is riding at the moment?
It's been pretty cold. Yeah, that's one thing I haven't done for a while is one of these sort of winter training camps. Mm-hmm. I just sort of forgot they're a thing. The winter passes and you're like, oh well, I've survived, so that's good enough. But yeah, it's been pretty cold. I haven't been doing quite as much, I suppose, all out riding as I would hope, but getting the training done in my shed gym, trying to keep fit ready for the summer so you can make the most of the summer.
Yeah.
And it's pretty good. I mean, a little bit jealous, but no, it's decent. It's just cold and dry this last week, so... Cold and dry is better than cold and wet like the weeks before.
Yeah, definitely. But are you seriously training on the Swift and doing some long rides on the home trainer, or is your main training going out in the woods and just go on a mountain bike ride?
Pretty much. I do have a trainer. I don't have it hooked up to online or anything like that, but I've never got into that so far. But I've got power cranks and write down all my stats and that's good enough for me. But yeah, I mean, I suppose at this time of year, it's mostly base miles. I think for the level I need to be at, my base fitness is pretty strong just from years and years of riding bikes. So nothing too focused, just getting out there. That's good enough for me at the moment.
Yeah, but you're still, I mean, even if you're not racing EWS anymore, you're still having a proper training plan and know what you're doing and you have a structure behind?
It's definitely not as structured as it was when I was doing full EWS. That was few years ago now. So it's like, yeah, probably, yeah, in order to reach maybe 80% of your complete max fitness, you can definitely remove a bit of the structure and just put in a more sporadic training plan, yeah. Which is quite good because, yeah, you have to be, yeah, just with the film plans I want to achieve and family, and if I had an all out pure focus on training, then I'd be neglecting a lot of the other stuff I want to do. So the plan that I do at the moment seems to work really well. Mm-hmm. And I think for the races which I'm doing at the moment, the British Enduro Series and UK Festival events, the tracks are a lot shorter. So yeah, if you can do shorter training sessions and just have some good power, then you don't have to put in like the huge days to be fit for an EWS where you need to race a 12-minute stage. It's definitely a different ball game, so it's quite handy.
So in training, it's less pain, more fun, which is
which is a good thing. That's the plan anyway. That's the plan.
Okay. But,
yeah.
So at one point in your career, you decided to not be an EWS racer anymore and focus on the British National Series. So
yeah,
why did you do that?
I don't know if I've just got a short attention span or I just felt like it was time, really. I'd done 6 years of EWS, mm-hmm. And that's felt like quite a long time to be focused on one thing. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it just sort of naturally happened. Decided to set up my own little team, and taking your own team all around the world was logistically quite difficult, and I'm not a logistics person, so I'll keep it simple and go to places where we can drive. I suppose a few things came together at the same time which made it an easy decision. Like, I mean, coronavirus made it a half year, and then my first kid, Bo, he came along the same year and switched to having my own team, so sort of naturally pushed it that way. But that was what we were doing anyway. We just confirmed it all. And then since then, it's been just really good fun. And yeah, I think, yeah, it's quite cool. We've seen the British Series and UK events just grow and grow since that time. So
yeah,
I think this year even there's going to be a really strong elite field at the races here. Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. I mean, on one hand, I mean, I think it's pretty hard to really operate an international team from the place where you live, because Fort William is so far away from everywhere.
Yeah.
And it seems like you're pretty connected to that place. So you didn't ever had the idea to move anywhere else to be more close to other races, right?
Yeah, no, I've never had the idea. Like you say, it's just, I've never really seriously thought about it because it just never came to mind.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, I completely understand it because Fort William is such a nice place to live, and so many good trails around. And it's so funny to see that racers in the EWS, they really having problems to complete a full season because there's not so many financial support anymore. And I mean, especially this year, it doesn't look like a World Series, it's more a European Series because there are not too many races outside of Europe. And it looks like it's getting harder and harder to really compete in EWS and having a good financial background. And on the other hand, local series like the UK the UK series getting bigger and bigger. So do you have any idea why this is?
It's a tricky question, isn't it? I mean, it's I think from the outside it looks a lot to do with the management of the EWS now EDR, just like you say, where they put the races on, how much the teams get out of it, and generally just how the sport appears. And then there's obviously lots of aspects to it. Enduro racing isn't just EDR, there's national series, there's multi-day sort of adventure racing. Mm-hmm. There's lots of different aspects to it. So I think the way it changed over, and then people weren't so happy with the coverage last year, which is easily changeable. I think the coverage could be really good this year. Mm-hmm. But still, it's maybe sticking in people's minds. It's making people think outside the box of where they want to put their riders and where riders want to race. So I think it'll settle down into a nice format, but it's not all EWS, EDR now. Mm-hmm. There's a bit more variety.
And this is pretty cool. And especially, I mean, to watching some of the coverage you do from your races and then watching the coverage from the World Cups, I mean, I would sign up for the local races because it looks so much more fun. And isn't enduro racing a lot about fun and not the we will break people and it's the hardest race of the year and everything? And it's more like going out on a group ride with friends and then trying to compete against each other on a cool track.
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Well, that is why everyone gets into it in the first place. So I think if you start looking at it from that perspective and what races do well, and then maybe from my perspective, how you can have a professional career whilst racing enduro, then maybe the story behind the races becomes more important. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So instead of just sort of turning enduro racing into downhill where it's 100% about results, it's more about the story. So then you start looking at you don't have to fly halfway around the world for that to happen. You can do that at home. it's all fun and interesting the way the dynamics slightly change, and they change for me because I've got a bit older and more settled at home, but also it's changing for everyone. Mm-hmm. Just try and follow along and keep up with it all.
So
that's pretty much all I can do.
When we see the coverage you do on your races, but also the videos you do on your home trails, it looks like that you're living on the pretty much perfect place to go riding, at least in the summer. What makes Scotland for you so special, and why is it such a good mountain bike destination?
Yeah, I mean, I suppose it's hard to know for me because I've grown up here. I know you've travelled to Scotland a lot, so you've seen it from a different perspective. So that'll be interesting to see your idea on this. But yeah, for me, it's the terrain's really fun. Like, it's quite technical terrain before you've even started building a track. Mm-hmm. There's lots of sort of soft ground and roots and rocks. So it naturally just leads itself to some creating some good bike tracks. So that's a good start. But then I think local communities, just getting out there and digging, which was a bit of an underground operation for quite a few years there. Mm-hmm. But that's developed now, and there's trail associations. It's become pretty much all legit now, and there's signposts or trail forks. And yeah, it's just there's a really good network of trails and people maintaining and riding the trails. Mm-hmm. Who I would hope are all pretty welcoming. So. Yeah. For all visitors coming, it's a cool scene to come and have a shot.
And I mean, the trails you're riding, they are, I would say, pretty special because they are. You have a really, really special way of building your own trails, pretty tight, pretty steep. But then there are millions of easy trails where you can go with your family and you go in the trail centers and. Are you ever going to this official trail center stuff, or you have so much local builds, technical stuff around your house?
Yeah, well, that's kind of the beauty of the places around here, that a lot of the natural trails that either I've built or other people have built are sort of tagged onto trail centers. Mm-hmm. So you can always start the day trail centers, not get too muddy, and then in the afternoon head off and ride some proper technical trails.
Ah, okay.
So that's the winning formula. But, yeah, and then I suppose now coming back to the family thing, we've got like Lagan Trail Center, which is one of our closer ones.
Yeah,
they've just built two new trails there, which are just perfect for for kids, perfect for anyone, but they're smooth enough that people with tiny little wheels can have a load of fun. So so head over there quite a lot now.
Yeah.
And that's a mixture of trail center and natural stuff.
So. I mean, especially Wolf Tracks, it has been the same for the last, I would say, 10 years. And it getting worse and worse. And then it started they're starting to build again, and they're starting to maintain the trails again, and it looks like it's coming up again. And I see this on a few places in Scotland, and all starts with the pandemic. So what changed in these corona years in the mentality or in the mindset of the people that they starting to build new trails and mountain biking getting more and more popular there?
Yes, it's a good question. I never considered the timing of it, but I think you're right. Yeah, it was around that time loads of new big projects started popping up over on the East Coast near Aberdeen, Tarlan mm-hmm. Trail Centre, Laggan, and then even Glen Tress having world champs cross country. They put in a load of other trails as well as the cross country race course. So mm-hmm. in that short block of time, just loads of trails have sprung up. All, I suppose, government funded, quite large projects. So, there's a really good network or good company developing mountain biking in Scotland. They liaise between a lot of landowners or community groups and government, and I think they're quite key to putting some of these projects through. So that's quite a good. They've probably made a big difference. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I don't know, maybe world champs coming to Scotland as well. That was last year, so there's a build up to that and hype around cycling.
Do you have the feeling that the world champs had a impact on people coming to Scotland? I mean, it's just a couple of months ago, so it's probably hard to tell because the summer is the next summer is coming, and then we will see how many people are coming. But what do you think? Is cycling more in the news, or is it more in the in the daily life of the people?
I think we'll have to wait and see. But I think I'd say so. I think just all these little trail centres popping up. They're just, I mean, one example is in Ulithen, mm-hmm. Right beside Glen Tress. That's where I was racing there maybe 15, 20 years ago as a young downhill rider. Mm-hmm. And the high street was kind of half dead, shut down shops, pretty quiet town. And now since biking's come into that valley, it's just boomed and there's mm-hmm. it's flourishing, and house prices have gone up loads, and there's cafes everywhere. And I don't know how some people find it, but either way, it's huge for the area. So I think people are taking note and seeing the value in it. So I think it's just, it's growing and gaining momentum.
For you personally, is it a good development, or do you think for you personally, it's way better to have it a bit easier and not so many people on the trails?
No, I don't mind. I think the quiet tracks will always be quiet, but then just having something like the Laggan, the two new trails they're putting at Laggan, if just facilitating that happening is worth more people coming. And I think it's so good having those extra trail center trails and more people riding bikes. So for me, it's totally worth pushing it as far as you can.
Perfect. I mean, has always been really great in showing your work, showing your travels in some small or larger videos, and you're still doing this, and I'm really enjoying your work, and it's always cool if you are at home and you're thinking, okay, what, just scrolling through Instagram and then seeing you smashing some corners or doing some funny stuff on the bike. It's always really cool. So what are your plans for the next season? So do you have any major changes or any cool projects in mind? What you What do you do?
Well, thank you. Yeah, I've got a... Well, I'm doing a big new project at the moment, so that's...
Okay.
I suppose spanning last year to this year. Well, not too big. It's not too big, but it's big for me. Pretty much I normally just film with a small group of people who I know, but this time I've decided I really wanted to expand it, and all the people I've met through cycling who are really, really good quality riders, try and make different sections with each rider and pull it all together. Mm-hmm. So a bit old school style, where you, like an Earth film or a Thrasher skateboard film, where there's multi sections part of a longer film. Mm-hmm. And really try and showcase a whole community through one project. So I'm working on that at the moment and ticking off the sections with different riders. So that's been pretty fun. I was down in England a couple of days ago doing Josh Priceland and the 50-1 guys. Mm-hmm. Been in Inverness a few weeks before that, doing Danny McCaskill and Greg Williamson, Henry Kerr, and a few downhill riders. So, and Chris Kyle, a BMXer as well. So it's been really fun going about asking people if they don't mind giving up a day or two. Mm-hmm. Everyone's been really, really keen to get involved. So that's been really quite encouraging for me. I've been really chuffed about that. And so, yeah, I'm just continuing to work on that at the moment. Tag a few more sections off, and hopefully the whole thing comes together to be kind of like a standout film for me.
Yeah, that sounds pretty interesting.
So it's been really fun.
So do you have already any timing when you will release the film?
I'm pretty on it with the editing as I go, so it'll probably be end of February.
Okay.
That sounds... But if it goes into March, it might go into March. So.
Okay, well, that sounds really interesting. And
If I decide to put some animations into it, that takes me ages. So
yeah,
I probably shouldn't, but I might end up doing it, and that'll add on a few weeks. But and then the plan is hopefully this project goes well, and then I'll just do a sequel next winter, because mm-hmm. I think it's like everyone's keen to do it again and build on what we've done this year. So yeah,
I mean it's pretty cool because. Can you remember the days when we were all young and we were waiting for the new World Disorder or New Earth?
Yeah.
And we've been waiting for months to the next video will release. And these days it's a little bit like a content overflow. And can't wait to have these longer videos again where you build up expectations and stuff. So
that's exactly how I feel. So
yeah,
I thought, if the video itself has a, I don't know, brand name or something that you think, oh, it'll be good when that comes out, and you know there's one a year, so it's kind of pre-decided. You know what's going to happen. Then, like you say, it gives you something to get excited about.
Definitely.
Build a bit of hype around. So yeah. Well, it's a bit like an old style, but I think people are kind of longing for it, so just have to go back to it.
I can't wait to see it, honestly. So that really sounds amazing, and I hope we will talk again when this video will be out. And then you will be racing this year again?
Yeah, same, pretty much similar calendar to last year. Mm-hmm. There's two or three really big festival events in Britain which I do. One's Ard Rock, there's Ard Rock, Tweedlove, mm-hmm. Naughty Northumbrian, so me and my mate Ferg will be at them, having a good crack at them, see if we can get some good results. And then there's the UK Enduro Series, which is sort of every organizer from each region has one of the rounds of it. Mm-hmm. So it's a different organizer each time, and it goes all around the country onto the Isle of Man.
Okay.
And that's a really good series. So
yeah,
that's the one I think is going to grow and grow. I think, with a few less people doing the EDR or having budgets to do the EDR, mm-hmm. It's going to be cool to see the British Enduro Series grow. And, so it should be really good. So yeah, I've got a pretty busy year of racing as well.
Yeah, sounds like. Sounds like a proper year, and sounds like a good fun. And I hope you having a really good season. Can't wait to see the final video result, and I hope we see us pretty soon in Scotland, because I will come and visit Scotland as every year, and hopefully this year we meet you and go for a ride.
Yeah, do please get in touch. Yeah, will you drive over? Is that
We coming easy with the camper van, and that's always a good trip. So hey, Joe, thanks a lot for your time, and wish you all the best, and talk soon.
Okay, see you in Scotland.
Yeah,
I might make it to Germany as well if I
let me know.
If I manage to leave,
and then we go for a ride. So thanks a lot. Yeah. Bye bye.
Cool. Cheers. Bye bye. Bye.